Books on Tape presents Dance of Death by Douglas Preston and Lincoln Child. Read by Scott Brick. Chapter 1. Duane Michaels sat in the second row of the lecture hall, staring at the professor with what he hoped passed for interest. His eyelids were so heavy they felt as if lead sinkers had been sewn to them. His head pounded in rhythm with his heart, and his tongue tasted like something had curled up and died on it. He'd arrived late, only to find the huge hall packed, and just one seat available. Second row center, smack dab in front of the lectern. Just great. Duane was majoring in electrical engineering. He'd elected this class for the same reason engineering students had done so for three decades. It was a gimme. English literature, a humanist perspective, had always been a course you could breeze through and barely crack a book. The usual professor, a fossilized old turd named Mayhew, droned on like a hypnotist, hardly ever looking up from his 40-year-old lecture notes, his voice perfectly pitched for sleeping. The old fart never even changed his exams, and copies were all over Duane's dorm. Just his luck, then, that for this one semester, a certain renowned Dr. Torrence Hamilton was teaching the course. It was as if Eric Clapton had agreed to play the junior prom the way they fawned over Hamilton. Duane shifted disconsolately. His butt had already fallen asleep in the cold plastic seat. He glanced to his left, to his right. All around, students, upperclassmen mostly, were typing notes, running microcassette recorders, hanging on the professor's every word.